Chof Hei Elul, 9th of September, Rabbi Zalman Krasnow, Brichas HaGoymel, Part 2.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalet on the base, is the source for Brichas HaGoymel. And we're going to discuss now the Nusach HaBracha. The Gemara tells us, Amar of Yehuda, these four people who have to bench Goymel, they say the following, Baruch, Goymel, Chasadim Toivim. Now, the Rif and the Rosh, when they quote this halacha, they write the following, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Baruch, Goymel, L'chayovim Toivim, Shagmalani Kol Toiv. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Halacha Ches, writes as follows. Ha goymel l'chayovim toivoy shegmalani kol toiv. So the nusach that we have in the Gemara in front of us on Brachos Nadalet Amud Beis is Baruch goymel chasadim toivim. The Rif and the Rosh say Baruch goymel l'chayovim toivoy shegmalani kol toiv. And the Rambam adds in a hey Baruch ha goymel l'chayovim toivoy. Now the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam says that the girsa that he had in the Gemara was ha goymel. So the hey in front of the goymel, which the Rif and the Rosh left out, the Kesef Mishnah says that he had that girsa in the Gemara. But it's very interesting because the Rishonim are switching the Nusach HaBracha from goymel chasadim toivim to ha goymel l'chayovim toivos. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Yutes Sifka and Dalet explains the taich of the bracha. What does it mean ha goymel l'chayovim toivos shegmalani kol toiv? And he says, even people who are chayovim, they are, so to speak, guilty. They are chayov. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows goodness upon them. And so too, the Mevarich says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am amongst those brethren who are chayovim, and nonetheless, you bestow good upon me. And that's the Nusach HaBracha. What is the source for this taich in chayovim to mean guilty? It's a pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Avram Avinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Sidoim, Ha'af Tispet Tzadik in Russia, will you kill the cities of Sidoim and Amora if there's Tzadikim living amongst them with the Rishayim? And the Lashon of the Targum is Zaka'a im Chayava. Tzadik im Russia is Zaka'a im Chayava. The innocent with the guilty. So Chayava, Chayava means Russia. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes something fascinating. Somebody who has a suffix as to whether or not he has to bench Goymel. So we mentioned last week that some of the Poskim say he should say the Bracha of HaGoymel without the Shem Malchus, Baruch HaGoymel, Chayavim Tovah, Shagmalani Kol Tov, leave out Shem Malchus. Shlomo Zalman says that that is not the Lechatchila scenario, because we know that any Bracha She'im by Shem Malchus is not really considered a Bracha. Zakim Shlomo Zalman, in the morning by Birchas HaShachar, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem HaGoymel Chasadim Toivim L'Amo Yisrael, you should be mechaven then to be moitzi your chiyuv of Goymel, and that is more mehuder than saying HaGoymel without Shemu Malchus. So much so that Shlomo Zalman says that if you had that in mind by HaGoymel Chasadim Toivim L'Amo Yisrael, then afterwards it was Nizgal that you are mechuyim Goymel, you do not bench again, because that HaGoymel Chasadim Toivim is L'Chadchila. That is the girsa that we have in the Bavli, not like the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. The minig is that we respond back to the Mevarich, Misha Gemalcha Kol Toiv, Hui Gemalcha Kol Toiv Sela. Rav Shlomo Zalman explains, what is this concept that we answer back? We don't just say Amen. Very few brachas we respond in unison with such a response. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, when somebody gives you a bracha, the minig Yisrael is that you give him back a bracha. This is al derech that. This person is not giving the congregation a bracha. He's saying a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the minig is when somebody makes a bracha, you give back a bracha. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaGoymel Chasadim Toivim Shekmani Kol Toiv, you did so much good for me. We say back, Misha Gmocha Kol Toiv, Hui Gmocha Kol Toiv Sela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to bestow his kindness upon you. Now, what is the source for this minig Yisrael that if somebody gives you a bracha, you respond back doubly? So there's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Chaf, pasuk Yud. When one attacks and lays siege to a city, the Torah tells us you have to come in first with a bargain, a deal that will make peace. You surrender and we won't fight. The pasuk says, "V'karosa eleha l'shalom." You should call out to the city in peace. I'll read you his lashon. The gam hamakdim shalom lechaveroi. Somebody who says shalom to his friend first, tzarich chaveroi lichpal loy shalom. His friend has to double back to him shalom. V'loimer loy shalom alecha ubracha tayva. So this minig Yisrael is a source in the Rishonim, Daskenim, Balei Tosfos, in Parsha Shoftim, that if somebody says shalom to you, you give him back a double shalom. Zogt Daskenim, Balei Tosfos. This is why the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan, even when he was in the Shuk, he would be makdim shalom to every person. He would say shalom first, even to a guy. Zogt Daskenim, Balei Tosfos. You know why? Because if the guy would say shalom to him first, Rabbi Yochanan would have to give him a double bracha, and he didn't want to have to do that. So therefore, he preempted the guy and gave him a bracha. That's like Tosis. There's a beautiful story with Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. This coming Motzei Shabbos, picture in your mind, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he walks out of Shul, and somebody tells him, I don't know what language he said it to him, Mistam in Yiddish, so he tells him, a gitzvach, like he did every single week. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim likewise responded, Agitya. And that is what he used to tell everybody on a standard Matzah Shabbos. They would say a good vach, and he would vinch them back a good yar to be maisif on their bracha. Rabbi Yosef Chaim comes home, and he's beside himself. And his family looks at him, and they say, what's wrong? And he said, I just met a person, and he vinched me a good vach. And I told him a good yar. The problem is that Rosh Hashanah is going to be in the middle of the week. I don't know if it was Monday, Tuesday, Le'ad Rosh, could have been any of those days. So it comes out that he benched me a good vach, which gave me 7 days of bracha. And I vinched him a good yar. It's only going to get him till Tuesday. So I didn't give him a double bracha. Yosef Chaim went running to that person's house and benched him b'shefa, cult of Sela. This is the godless of Yosef Chaim, that it meant something to him. When Yanim told him a good vach, and he told him a good yar, he thought about what he was saying. Beautiful story. The common pronunciation that you will find in most Siddurim is Misha Gemalcha Kol Toiv, Hui Gemalcha Kol Toiv Sela. But if you look in many Chassidisha Siddurim, it's a different nusach. It says Misha Gemalcha Kol Toiv with a Chaylam, Hui Gemalcha Kol Tuv with a Melupam. Not Kol Toiv, but Kol Tuv. The Kedusha Tzion in Chelik Beis Amid Pei Aleph explains this based on a Shlah. The Shlah says there's a fundamental difference between the word Toiv and the word Tov. Toiv is good that's visible and recognizable to all. Tov is good that's hidden. Based on the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Lamed Aleph, Morav Tovcha Asher Tzofanta Lireyacha. Tovcha with a Malupum is Tzofanta. It's hidden away. So he explains this nusach that we say back to the Mavarich, Misha Gemalcha Kol Toif, the one who benched you with Toif, he did a nes golui for you. You bench him back, Kuy Gemalcha Kol Toif, he should do nisim nistarim. Because why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to put you in a makam of tzar and sakana that you're a chaylish and it's rapa, and now you recognize the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Better HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do the natural, the nisim tivim with you. So Misha Gemalcha Kol Toif, he who did the nes golui with you, he should do the nes nister with you, Kol Tov Tzafanta Lireyacha. He says another deher also, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lama Beza Mar Aleph. Im oisim loy neis l'adam, menakin loy mischu yoysav. Yaakovinu says, katointi mikol achasodam mikol emes. The person doesn't want to have nisim done to him. So this guy is benching Gomel, well, he had a neis done to him. He's worried, what's going to be l'asid lovay? So we tell him, Misha gemolcha kol toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nes for you, begoloi, hui gemolcha kol tov, l'asid lovay, l'adam haba, you shouldn't lose out from that neis that you had. And there's a practical nafkamina lahalacha as to this nusach habracha. And the shaila is, do ketanim make the bracha of goymel? The Maariv Mintz in Simen Yudal, it says that a katan does not bench goymel. Why? Because he can't say, a goymel lechayavim. Why? Because he's not a bar oynish. He's not mechuyev in what he does. Isaac the Marmins, maybe he's chayovim because what his father has done. His father's actions caused the thing to happen to him. Isaac the Marmins, you're right, that's a good svara. But a son cannot say agoyim lechayovim based on what his father did. That's lack of kiburath. Isaac the Marmins, maybe it was from his prior Gilgal. That's why he's chayovim. He says, but mehechatesi, maybe it's because of his father. So you don't know, so you can't make a bracha. I let him not say lechayovim. Let him just say hagoyim el toivos. You can't do that because then you're mishana from matbea shetavu chachamim. So the nusach habracha is very much ma'akiv. The Maharmin says because the nusach is lechayovim that he's guilty, a katan can't make a bracha. The Shari Tshuva brings a sefer called Lachmei Toida Simin Hei, which was written by Bishaya Basan, who says that a katan does bench goyimel. And the Birkei Yosef writes that the minig by the Sfardim was, yes, for a katan to bench goyimel. And they teach chayavim doesn't mean guilty, but chayavim is miloshen choyvois, a debt that one would have. So that would pass even by a katan. The Mishnah Berurah L'maisa paskins that katanim do not bench even al goyimel. The Prima Gadim says a svara. If the reason the Maramintz is saying that a katan doesn't bench goyimel because he's not a bar oinshins, then it should come out from ages 13 to 20, he shouldn't either bench goyimel because till 20 you're not a bar oinshins. So that already the Achronim say is not such a stark taina, because if somebody after age 13, when he's mechuyev the mitzvah, will do an aveira, and it'll be mechuyev malchus, the Torah will call him a rasha that he can't say edus. So he's still that chayavim that he's a rasha, like we saw in the pasuk in Bereshis, ha'af tispet tzaddik in Russia, so he still wouldn't be able to bench, even though he's not mechuyev anointed until 20. Rav Shammai Gross, in his Shevet HaKasi, Simen Ayin Aleph, says that if somebody is traveling for their bar mitzvah, lamazogin, somebody's Zayd is taking him to Eretz Yisrael, to the Koitzel for his bar mitzvah, and he's traveling the day before. Zogt Rav Shammai, the next day he doesn't bench goyimel. You know why? Because when the Nes happened to him, the Sakana that he was in, he wasn't yet a bar chiyuva. I don't care that a mere 7 hours later he's getting his aliyah l'tayra. He doesn't bench goyimel because b'shas, the sakana, he wasn't mechuyev. So that's the halacha for ketanim. What about nashim? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Knesset HaGdayla, who is matmiya. Why don't nashim bench goyimel? And l'maisa, the Sfardim, they taka arnoig, that women do bench goyimel. Everybody from the Birkei Yosef to the Ben Ishchai, the Kaf HaChayim, they all say that women bench goyimel. The Ashkenazim, it's not so simple. On a regular chayli, everybody basically agrees that women don't bench goyimel. Starting from the Aruch HaShulchan, working your way down to the Chazon Ish, name any good Litvisha, Ashkenazisha, Paisik, women don't bench goyimel. The question is, what about after having a baby? So the minig by the Ashkenazim is that the lady will go to the Beis HaKnesses to hear her husband say Baruch Hu. Because when you say Baruch Hu, it's based on the pasuk Haidu Lai Baruch Hu Shemai. When you say Haidu, it's Baruch Hu Shemai. So when a lady hears her husband say Baruch Hu, that's Bimkaim her Chiyuv Goyimel. The Pesukim say it doesn't have to be Kriyas HaTorah, although that is the minik, because Kriyas HaTorah is B'makam a carbon to a certain degree. It could even be by Marv, as long as the lady hears her husband say Baruch Hu, she's patered up. Now, what is this reason, according to the Ashkenazim, that women don't bench goyimel? So the Berahetiv quotes a halachas ketanis chelik bei simin kuf samach aleph. He says that to bench goyimel, we know they need a minion, and it's not tznius the kol kvudu basmelech penima for a lady to go in front of 10 men and bench goyimel. The Knesset HaGdayla, who the Magen Avraham brought down to say that women should bench, he says they could do it in Nazus Noshim. It doesn't have to be a lack of tznias for them to bench. He says they could even do it in their house. So perhaps that taina is not such a good taina. So there's other reasons brought down. There's a tshuva sefer called Mata Levi, and in Simon Ches, he says that a lady having a baby, she's being kind of a mitzvah period of Rivia. And on a mitzvah, the sakana that comes, idea mitzvah, on that you don't have to bench goyimel. The Ragechover says that the Iker Haidah comes when you bring a carbon taida b'shas smichas habaylam, when the baylam does smicha on the carbon. And we know the Gemara tells us nashim einan samchas, women don't do smicha. So Zok the Ragechover, if women don't do smicha, so they don't bench goyimel, that's why they are putter from this bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shloima Chelik Bei Simin Samach Ois Yud writes that the minig in the old yishuv in Yerushalayim is that women would bench goymel. And the reason why is because the krayvim, all the relatives, would gather together in the house of the yoledes. And when her family is there, so that you don't have that issue of kol kvudo bas malach penima, she would bench in her house. But as we said before, and roiv of the Ashkenazim are not noyig like this. We said that the minig is that a lady shall go and hear her husband get an aliyah or say baruch hu. The Paiskim, the Sharafraim, and the Hesarius Tshuva, they all say that it's not even necessary, if it's possible, a lady should go here, but it's not even necessary for her to hear her husband get an aliyah. When he goes and gets the aliyah, and he says baruch hu, he's pattering her up from her chiyuv, so he's almost a shliach, so to speak, of her to go bench goymel. So she doesn't even have to be there. Now what about Jonathan Pollard? Ritz Hashem, we hope he's going to get out of jail after all these years. Does he bench goymel? So the Magen Avraham says that a chavush, that's Yosef, Mibesu Asurim, which is one of the four mechayvim, that's dafka al iskei nefashis. Has to be iskei nefashis, which in this scenario wouldn't be applicable. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah argues, and he says even al iskei mammon, one would have to bench goymel as long as they're getting out of jail. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as having saying that he should not bench goymel. And the pashas, the reason why is because nowadays our prisons are not really the sakana of yesteryear, and therefore we don't bench goymel. Now, how much time does somebody have to bench goymel? So the Mechaber says in Sivvav that yesh loy tashlum and kol zman sheyirtzeh, a person could bench goymel as long as he wants. However, the Mechaber says, Nochain shaloy la'achar gimel yamim. One should try not to push it off 3 years. Zok, 3 days. Zok the Mishnah Brura. So it'll come out a scenario that if somebody's going to travel Monday morning, so the next time his landing is Thursday morning. So it could be that there'll be 3 days. So Shiloh and the Paiskim, if it's Me'es La'es, my Rosh Hashanah is busy, does it have to be 72 hours or not? But it's possible that 3 days will have passed from the time that person traveled till he'll have a Sefer Torah at the bench. So Mishnah Berurah says you should not wait for a Sefer Torah in that scenario. You should take 10 people and bench. The inyan of doing it within 3 days overrides the minig of doing it at Sefer Torah. The Be'er Hetiv says, b'di'evet until 5 days. Now it's a chiddush because the Shulchan Aruch is not mashma like that. The Shulchan Aruch says, masai she'irtze, and l'chadchila you should do 3 days. He doesn't seem to give this cutoff point of 5 days. The Shita Mekubetzes in Bracha says that the Bracha of Agoymel was Mesukin Bimkaim a Karban Taida. Now the Halacha is a Karban Taida, you can bring whatever you want. So therefore, it would seem to reason that one can say Hagoymel as long as they want. But Aruch HaShulchan says a fascinating Chiddush in Reish Yutesef Zayin. He says that you can only bench Goymel, Kol Zman is fresh. You still feel the Machayiv of the Goymel. But if time passes, and you, so to speak, don't remember exactly why you're benching goymel, b'chiyah gavnas after Aruch HaShulchan, you don't bench goymel. Now, we quoted before the Rambam in Brachos Perek Yud Halacha Ches. The Lashon of the Rambam is like this. Ketzad moedah v'ketzad mevarch. How do you say the bracha? The Rambam says, oymed b'neihen, the mevarch should stand between the listeners, u'mevarch baruch atah Hashem, alikinu melech ha'olam, ha'goymel l'chayov m'tavish shagmulani kol tov. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, how does the Rambam know that you need to stand? The Rambam said, oymed b'neihen, and you make the bracha. The Kesef Mishnah holds in such a stark akasha that in his magnum opus, Shulchan Aruch, he didn't say you have to stand, because he doesn't know what the makar is to stand. However, the Poiskim bring a makar. The Bach says that the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nandalad learns out the four mechayvim of Goymel from Kapitel Kuf Zayin in Tehillim. Over there it says, ubimoyshav zekeinim yahalulu, zok the Bach. It's mashma that moyshav zekeinim, dafka the zekeinim are sitting, but the mevarech is standing. That's what the Bach says. That's the makar for the Rambam that it needs to be amida. The Al Yerava gives a different pshat. He says, bimoyshav zekeinim yahalulu is milashon halal, and when one recites halal, they have to be standing. Therefore, the Rambam says the mevarech has to be standing. The Ben Ishchai says that since the goymel is in place of a carbon taida, when you bring a carbon, you have to be standing. Therefore, the mevarech has to be standing. The Chassam Sofer says, it's inyan of kavarat zibur. You're saying the bracha barabim, kavarat zibur, you have to stand. The Aruch HaShulchan says, since you're saying it bitzibur, so the shechin is there. Because wherever there's 10 people, the shechin is there. He said, It's covered for the Shechina, not covered for the Tzipra. It's covered for the Shechina that the Mavarech should stand. The B'diavad, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you say it b'yeshiva, you're Yotzeh. But the Chatchila, one should stand. The Chassam Sofer in Aruch Chaim, Siman Nun Aleph, brings a Svara from Chacham Echad that one should not bench Gomel at night. Because since the Gomel is Bimkama Karban Toida, and we don't bring Karbanas Toidas, L'chala Pachas at night, therefore, one should not say Gomel at night. The Chassam Sofer says that L'halacha L'maisa, one could say Gomel at night, but it's not kedai to do that because it seems quite odd. And we know the Chassam Sofer was a champion of Minhagi Yisrael. He says that we don't shepherd with a Minhagi Yisrael like this. To do something, make a bracha at night that everybody's going to think looks kind of funny, one should not do it at night. But if there is a circumstance that one would have to bench Gomel at night, the Chassam Sofer says that's perfectly acceptable. Let's move on to the Chayla. What about somebody who was sick and he gets a Refuah Shleima? So Reb Chaim Falaji in his Tshuva Sefer, Lev Chaim, Chela Gimel, Simon Chav Gimel, says, if somebody tried to commit suicide and swallowed some poison, and then they rushed him off to the hospital and the doctor saved his life, he says that person has to bench Gomel because he was in a sakana, he swallowed the poison. Comes along the Tzitz Eliezer and he says, no, that person doesn't bench Gomel because if you are machnis yourself into a sakana, if you put yourself in that situation, one doesn't bench Gomel. And this guy tried to commit suicide, and he swallowed the poison, he put himself into that situation. Obviously, if somebody mistakenly swallowed poison, one would bench Gomel, like the Tzitz Eliezer. But in this scenario, where you put yourself into that situation, you don't bench Gomel.
Let me say that maybe his frame of mind was such that he wasn't really...
Okay, we'll discuss that afterwards. Now, we'll get there. We're running out of time. Questions afterwards. What about a kidney transplant or a limb transplant? So the Tzitz Eliezer says that if somebody's going to donate a kidney, so then they're also putting themselves into that situation. The Torah doesn't say you have to give your kidney to a friend. So therefore, based on that svara, that if you're machmas yourself into the suffix, you don't bench goyim, mazak the Tzitz Eliezer, a kidney transplant, the donor does not bench goyim. Comes along Chacham Avadia, in Yichav Adas, Chelik Dalet, Simen Yudalet, and he says, no, if somebody donates a kidney, he's doing a wonderful mitzvah, he should make a goyim, because he's doing a mitzvah. He wants to say that it's machlokes l'shitasam, because the Tzitz Eliezer holds that to donate a kidney is a sakana, and one should perhaps not do it. Chacham Avadi himself argues, and he says that nowadays the science has changed, and a person can donate a kidney and live ganz fine. So therefore, it's a mitzvah to donate a kidney. So based on their machlokes l'shitasam, the Tzitz Eliezer who held that one should not donate a kidney, so it's a sakana, so you're being machnas yourself into a shayla, you shouldn't bench. But Chacham Avadia, who holds that it's a mitzvah to donate a kidney, so then it's not being machnas yourself into a sakana, because the Torah says you should go do this mitzvah, so therefore you should make a bracha. But that's clear, everybody agrees, that an elective surgery for cosmetic purposes, somebody wants to have a belly button reduction, they don't bench Gomel. Comes along the Birkei Yosef, and he says that if somebody's sitting in jail because they stole from the government, or whatever reason, and they could pay the fine, but they decide, I prefer to sit for a little bit, and I'll keep the money in my bank, that person doesn't bench Gomel. Why? Because he also machnas himself into this sakana. He could have paid his taxes, and he wouldn't have to sit. Then he says that maybe it's too dangerous to be machalik with these type of things. Maybe we'll say, loy plug nasat d'varech l'shiurin, what type of guy is sitting, what's exactly the reason, was it tax evasion, was it not tax evasion, can fashtei azel chasar tzveikus. So he says he's not sure whether or not this scenario, the person should bench Gomel. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Tzitz Eliezer, they all hold that if somebody has any sort of surgery, a broken bone, and that is going to have surgery done to it, they should bench Gomel. And they say, kal v'chomer, if somebody has any surgery on the eyes, that they should bench Gomel, because we know that for eyes, you're Mechal Shabbos, even for the slightest thing, Gemara Navar Dezoro, Tav Chafei Amid Beis, that the Vridei Einayim are Kshurim to the Lev, and therefore, definitely on any eye procedure, one should bench Gomel. The Tzitz Eliezer goes so far as to say that if somebody has hemorrhoids and he's having surgery to remove the hemorrhoids, even on that you have to bench Gaimel, because it's common that there's excessive bleeding afterwards, and that's considered a sakana, and therefore you have to bench Gaimel. L'maisa, the Nishmas Avram says that nowadays, with the advances of science and medicine, a regular surgery that's done to repair a broken limb or these type of things, one should perhaps not bench Gaimel, and he's mesupik about the eyes because of that svara of the Gemara that the Vride and Nayim are Kshurim Lalev. So he's not sure, perhaps a cataract surgery, yes, perhaps no. Ask your local, reliable, orthodox Pesach. What about a stroke? So Rabbi Pesach in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Gimel says that if it's an internal stroke, they definitely have to bench Gaimel. But if it's external, if it's heat stroke or frostbite, then you don't bench Gaimel, because that's not considered a Makah Shel Chalol, which is the Nusach of the Gemara. That has to be an internal wound that is causing it. They say over B'Shem Rebbe Yashiv, Rebbe Yashiv said that general anesthesia, that is a real sakana, and therefore you always have to bench Gaimel. So in all these sfeikas that we had, the yes surgery, not surgery, is it harsh enough, is it not harsh enough, if there's general anesthesia, Zakto B'Yashiv, one would have to bench Gaimel. The Steichemed says a fascinating thing. He says, what happens if somebody's a chayla, and then they get better, but not enough to talk? If they just nod with their head, that's ki'ilu, they're saying amen to the bracha, and their friend could be mitzi. The Tzitz Eliezer says that if somebody gets sick, and they're still a treifa, but they don't know that they're a treifa, and he wants to bench gaimel, should let him bench gaimel with Hashem's name. Because if he finds out that you're not letting him bench gaimel, because Nebuch, he's a treifa, that's going to make him even worse. So Avada and Avada Zakvaleza Waldenberg, he can make a Goimel with Shemul Malchus. Don't let him find out that he has this terminal illness. Now, in Siftes, the Mechaber says that these four people are Lav Dafka. And who Adin? Anybody who's in a precarious situation. For example, a wall falls on them, or a lion jumps on them, they're attacked by vicious beasts. And the Makar for that is a Tshuvas Rivash and Simen Shin Lamed Zayin. The Mechaber then says, Yesh Aymrim, that Dafka, these four people should bench Goimel, and nobody else, and the makar for that is Avud Raham. And the Mechaber ends off, therefore, since it's a machlokes suffik brachas lahakol, you should not make a bracha b'shem u'malchus. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Taz, the Bach, the Levush, the El Yerabah, that the minig is like the first shita of the Rivash, that one does bench gaim. So coming back to our chida, what about Yitzchak Avinu? The chida brings a machlokes between his father, Reb Zerachia Azulai. Azulai, by the way, the makar for that is they were kahanim, it's the Chidah says that Yitzchak Avinu, whether or not he benched Goyim, was telling him a machlokes between his father and another Goyim, who he quotes the Chazon Nachum, that Yitzchak Avinu would not have to bench Goyim according to the father of the Chidah, because he says like this. You have to bench Goyim on a tzara that comes to a person against your will. You didn't want this to happen to you. But something that is a tzivoy Hashem for you to do, on that, you definitely don't have to bench Gaimel, which is perhaps similar to the svar we said before, and why a lady shouldn't bench Gaimel, because it's a mitzvah of Pir Viriv. Zokt, the Zerachia, the father of the Chidah, so Yitzchak didn't bench Gaimel, and Avraham Avinu Bor Kastim didn't bench Gaimel, and when Moshe was Allah Lamarim, the Malachim wanted to kill him, he didn't bench Gaimel, and Hanani Mishal Azariah, they didn't bench Gaimel, and Daniel Begay Varayis, he didn't bench Gaimel. Then he said something fascinating. What about the Gemara in Chagiga that tells us Arba Nichnas LePardis? They went up to Pardis and Dafker Bekiva was Yatzu B'Shalom. So he says, would Bekiva have to bench Gaimel? So he says that, what are you talking about? These Arba Nichnas LePardis, it was his Boididus, they didn't actually go up. Now that actually, Luchoyer is probably not Machlekes Rashi and Toysis. Rashi says they went up, Toysis says it appeared that they went up. So he wants to say that Rabbi Kiva Zichur didn't have to bench Goimel. Now, what was the sakana of Yitzchak by the Akedah? Perkei Rabbi Elazar says that Yitzchak Avinu's parcha nishmasa, his neshama left him, and then it came back. So Hitaka was almost dead, Kavi Yochal, therefore he would have had to bench Goimel. But then he quotes the Chazon Nachum, who argues on his father, and he says that Avad in all these scenarios, one would have to bench Goimel. So perhaps it didn't have the Nusach HaBrocha of HaGoimel, but Yitzchak and Avram and Hanan Shav Azariah, all these people definitely gave Shevach Vaidah and Ben Shagaymel for the nace that happened to him. And finally he says, what about the Kohen Gadol? Kishiyatsim beis Kachak Adashim b'yom HaKippurim. He says it's telling the same Achlaikis. According to his father, Zerachia, anything that's a mitzvah, one would not bench Gremel. So if Yibad HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to go to Fnaiv of Nimiyah Megipurim, you don't have to bench Gremel. According to the Chazai Nachum, even something that's a mitzvah, one would bench Gremel. Mirz Hashem, we should be Zoicha, to Emes Ma Neder, Hayo Kohen Gadol, B'tzeisim, V'Yitzkotche HaKadoshim, and we'll find out whether or not the Kohen Gadol will bench Gremel. She'itzi, and V'Yitzkotche HaKadoshim.